Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with local historian Michael Zaws about his recent trip to Ethiopia for a showing of Saving Brenton. You had the opportunity to show Saving Brenton in a place that's very special to you personally. Can you share where you most recently traveled?
We recently returned from showing Saving Brenton in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And it was a very, very special place for me personally because my best friend was from Ethiopia. And 50 years ago, I was going to start teaching there. And the communists took over for a while, and that didn't happen. And so I've always wanted to go to Ethiopia. My friend was killed in an accident in 1981. So by doing this, it just kind of brought it full circle to me that I was able to go and do a lecture at the University of Addis Ababa and show the film.
And what did your time in Ethiopia kind of open your eyes to? What were some new things that you learned?
Oh, everything. It's an amazing place. Very different, I think, than what most people would experience in normal travel. And, well, first of all, we showed at the University of Ethiopia, or at University of Addis Ababa, which is the oldest university in Ethiopia. And it started in the 1950s. So we would think that was not very old, but it has many more students than does the University of Iowa. It has 14 campuses and has over 48,000 students. And we showed the film and did the lecture to mostly native Ethiopians. There were a few Americans there, but it was mostly native Ethiopians. The colleges taught in English, and so I was a little concerned about the language and that any Amharic that I used to know, I don't now. But their English was very good, very interested audience, and I've already had emails from some of them, so we'll maintain some contact. But they were very excited about the film and just interviewing lots of questions. So it was just very special.
And why do you feel it's important to show this documentary about films and, you know, it really focuses on Midwestern life abroad?
Well, it's an excellent way of opening up this part of the world to another part of the world. And most of the people in the audience, we had a standing room only audience at the university, most of them were in some part of the media field. It wasn't all necessarily filmmaking, although some of them were filmmakers. They were interested in communication. And they were interested in how this film communicated the story that it told and how it opened up Iowa. And so some of them were actually making films about Ethiopia and asked me questions on different perspectives of how to deal with their subject matter. Ethiopia is one of the oldest countries in the world, and it has very little film record of it. And, you know, Ethiopia, the first time it's mentioned in the Bible is in, I think, chapter 2 of Genesis. So it goes back a long, long way. And it's called the country of origins, where almost everything begins. And they're trying now to, these people were there interested in how to tell their story by studying how the filmmakers were telling the story of Washington County in Iowa.
And I saw that the creators of Saving Brenton, the filmmakers, in partnership with Film Scene, had an online viewing, kind of an hour and a half recess from all of the things that are happening in the world to watch Saving Brenton online.
Yeah, they put it on, was it Facebook or something?
It was on Facebook, yes. I had a chance to watch it from my sofa.
And they said they had over 5,000 viewers, which is amazing. amazing. Ran into someone in the O'Hare Airport that yelled at me as we were going quickly to our flight that had seen the film and asked if we could do some live television during this time. It's just amazing how it just shows up in lots and lots of places.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Mike Zaws talking about showing Saving Brenton in Ethiopia recently. Listen tomorrow as he shares how they returned home safely amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.